Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
He's the general managing partner of G2T3V and Chicago High Tech Investors. Before we get into your article on Inc.com, were you for or against the National Guard coming into Chicago, and where do you think it stands now?
I'm thinking that it's not going to come, and I think it's a stupid, offensive idea that he's pursuing, Trump is pursuing. I mean, it's just, it's just a horrible idea.
Yeah, I wasn't sure I know how you feel about totally crime in this city, so I wasn't really sure where you would stand on that.
Look, I think the problem is, exactly what happened in Washington, which is they're not going to be patrolling for crime, in the areas where it's needed. I mean, there are certainly parts of Chicago where the residents themselves would say, we would love to have some police protection and some increased coverage here. And they'd be right, because we still get every night we see these stupid things where they take over intersections and, do the twirlies with the cars and stuff. But, having said that, this moron, Trump, is going to put these people, driving up and down Michigan Avenue, standing in front of the Art Institute, trying to see if somebody looks like they should seize them and, take them away with ICE. So it's all performative. That's the problem. I mean, there are things that could be done to help the cities with the issue of fighting crime. Rahm, I think, recently suggested like five of them. There's some federal tracking technology that would help cut down on carjacking. And there are other things that could happen, but none of this is part of, Trump's program.
What's your friend Rahm doing? What's he going to be running for next?
I have to say that, like it or not, I mean, Rahm is going to run for president.
Wow, Howard. First of all, a few months ago, you said Maria Pappas was running for mayor. Lo and behold, you were right. And anyone knows whether Rahm's running for president, it would be you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, it's look, the vacuum is so enormous that even if he just spends a couple of years speaking up and sort of truth telling, that could be, apart from Gavin Newsom, that could be one of the few voices we have that is effective. I mean, to really sort of compete with what's going on. I mean, it's really frightening what's happening. I mean, in terms of, individually now attacking people, sending the FBI after,
John Bolton
and these, Bolton and these kinds of things. It's crazy. I do want to make one other comment, which is, I think we're going to wait a long time for Taylor to have a child, just to be clear.
He's a secret Swiftie.
I have, two daughters and four granddaughters, and they've seen more of the concerts than any human beings I know. So, but listen, I wish him well. I think to date, as a couple, I mean, they have behaved as well as any two human beings under the glare that they deal with every day as anyone. So
I cannot imagine living in the conditions they live in. Yes, they have money, but every time they walk out the front door, somebody's waiting for them.
Yeah.
Okay, Howard, I have a quick question.
Go ahead. All right, before you do, let me just say two things. One, as much as I have to get up around 5:30 in the morning with my dogs, I'm actually going to listen to Bob Surratt, because I can't believe that Brandon is going to be in Bob Surratt. So I'm really sort of looking forward to that, although I don't know what to make of that. So anyway.
Brandon said that. He said, I'm sure Lisa will share me with you now, Bob. So, yeah.
Right. we'll see what happens there. All right, you had a question.
Yeah, so, you're a tech guy, and the article on Inc.com is about tech and companies moving slowly, not jumping in all at once. What I've been searching for is, I want an immersion in AI. I, as just a human being at this age, want to have a better understanding. And there are online courses, there are in-depth courses. Are any of them valid? Is there a reason I should know more?
This is really hard. I mean, I've spent like 3 or 4 hours with Terry Savage, because I'm trying to talk her into building a digital Terry. I've built a digital Howard, but I want to build a digital Terry. And she's a perfect candidate because she's got so much content accumulated over so many years. And, you know, she has a little place on her website where you can ask her a question, mm-hmm. you know, by email. And then like 3 days later, maybe you get an answer, maybe you don't. But this would be such an amazing thing to go to her website and just ask her a question and have the system answer and answer in her voice and answer with her thoughts and things. So one of the reasons I want to do it is with her is the only way you learn is by trying these things out. And I will send you a link to a very simple, like, I would say a 20-minute lesson on building your own inquiry step by step. And by inquiry, I mean your own question and how, you know, and how you do it right and how you do it wrong. And when you get done with that little process, I mean, I think you begin to understand where we're headed with these tools. I mean, you know, you have to ask your questions very carefully, but if you do, it's completely astonishing. It's going to save decades of man hours. It's going to help people be much smarter about so many different things. And, you know, make no mistake, I mean, right now with my, you know, with my system, I mean, it's starting to be frighteningly not just accurate, but I mean, it's actually sort of challenging me in some respects, you know, my own thinking. I mean, you know, because it's looking through everything I've ever said on your show, in writing, in speeches, in videos, it takes that all into account. And, you know, it feeds it back to you depending on what you ask it. And so, you know, it's listen, I don't think right now, I honestly don't think there's a simple course or there's a simple class. I mean, I tell CEOs that this thought that they're going to take 2 weeks off and go to Harvard and learn to do this is really foolish because that's not their job. What they need to do is hire a couple of smart technical people who are in their 30s, not in their 50s. And those people will, you know, educate them on how to build a tool for their own business. But in terms of, you know, in terms of educating yourself, I'd give it a few months, but I would try this thing out because it's okay. Very interesting and it's very educational because you learn how literal the computer is. And this is always going to be the gap. Okay. The gap is always going to be emotional intelligence, not, you know, sort of quantitative intelligence, because when you ask it something, it's going to come back with an answer and you're going to say, no, you know, that's not what I meant. And yet that's what you wrote. And so you learn to tune it and to constantly sort of iterate. And by the way, that's the best skill we could teach our kids, you know, mm-hmm. because when you play a computer game, which is completely compelling and compulsive for these kids, 80% of the time you're failing. And you know what? They keep playing. They go to school, and if they get a bad grade, you know, they sit them in the corner and they say, you're a dumbbell. So, you know, our education system isn't keeping up with the way technology can really help us educate and learn.
Oh, boy, do I agree with that. We just have to change the way we're teaching today's generations because they're living in a world that is far different from when these textbooks were written.
Well, and by the way, I mean, I think that a third of these kids should not even think about college. They should go to a 2-year vocational program and learn a real skill and build off of that. And that'll be an assured middle-class income. And the best thing is at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock when you go home, you go home.
You can be right. You don't have to think about it until tomorrow.
You can be with your family. That's exactly
yes.
right. And you can be
Absolutely.
With your family. And by the way, I mean, the other thing I'm seeing is that so many craftspeople, you know, they take pride in their work. And that's another thing that, you know, in the business world, there's so much uncertainty and so much else that goes into it that you don't get the joy of saying, boy, I finished that task and I did a really good job. And, you know, that's a huge sort of human need that we have to get, you know, sort of pride and satisfaction in working with our hands, you know, working to build right. and create things.
Absolutely. So. Always great to talk to you, Howard. And I always right. love that our conversations go in a completely different direction than what was intended, but that's the best. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Take care, Lise.
Howard Tallman, the article is 4 Reasons You Need to Right-Size Your AI.